Also, pretty cool promo this month. All new enrollments with, I think it's 150 PV. Get a deep blue rub and deep blue oil. So lots of goodness there too. Okay.
Goodness.
Was there something you wanted to show off?
Yes. So listen, you guys want to see the cutest thing?
Always.
Do you want to? Okay. Can you see this?
No way.
That's the Glow Blend. We're making my own custom bottles.
No way.
My girlfriends were here last Thursday night and they all got a sample of the Glow Blend, but look how cute that is, you guys. I mean, wow. Here's a blank bottle, like you can see, but it doesn't have any product in it. But aren't those the cutest, the little dropper bottles where it's branded? We've got the Glow Blend. The Glow Blend is branded. And I've been tinkering with the Glow Blend for about 2 years, like to get like the how much of what and this and that. And I just love this stuff. Again, I use it twice a day, morning and night. It's what's on my skin right now. Sometimes I put it in my moisturizer or direct to my face. And so, but isn't she gorgeous?
That is really beautiful.
I want to introduce you to my baby glow. Look at this baby glow. Yes. So,
and who thinks Tiffany has amazing skin?
Yeah, we're just going to use some of these for some fun incentives for larger orders or for retreats that I host that this will be in the swag bag, you know, because product-wise, when you think about this, product-wise and what's in here, we could easily sell these for like $60-$75. You know, when you have high-end skincare, this stuff sells and it's like, it's got the Glow Blend recipe. I'll give you guys what's in it. It's got frankincense, rose. I use rose oil, so rose touch. You could use straight rose, even more potent, but it's frank, rose, copaiba, blue tansy, yarrow palm. And then I order a very specific organic rose hip seed oil and I make a concoction out of those. So
can you give us the amounts of those? I'm just typing it in here.
I think if you want to send me, you know, like a bag of Cadbury mini eggs, but actually I don't want that much sugar in my life, but I love those things. They're out, Andy. They're out and about.
Damn gummit already?
Yes.
In March? Oh, man.
But I mix, I do 20 drops, about 20 drops. It depends on the size of your bottle, but I do about 20 drops yarrow palm, 20 frankincense, about 10 to 12 of copaiba, and like 2 or 3 drops of rose, and then about three or four drops of blue tansy. And then again, the rest is an organic press rose hip oil.
So do we need to post a link to your GoFundMe for the Cadbury?
Well, I won't be using GoFundMe after their shenanigans with the Canadian truckers. But if you want to Venmo me, you can.
Okay.
GoFundMe is on the, never doing that again. Just so we're all clear. So if any of you have a fundraiser, you'll need to pick a different platform or I won't be supporting it.
We are now.
I'm feeling spicy this March morning. What do they say? Come in like a lion. I mean, I'm wearing animal print. Rawr, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
So is there any other fun, exciting announcements you want to share? Like a new MacBook or anything?
I do have a new MacBook, so I'm really excited about that. I got a new MacBook, but Andy, I can't admit this in public. I'm not on it just yet, even though I got it in December. I need to switch all my stuff over, and I've been a little distracted, but yeah, some of you know, cause we're friends on the social media, but I may have gotten engaged like 10 days ago, a week ago Sunday. So that may have happened.
Let's give it up for Tiff.
Yay.
Congratulations, friend.
Yes. So if we're friends, you can see the pictures and even the sweetest video that just like melts my little heart. So yeah. So yes, we got engaged on Sunday, February 20th up at Sundance Resort. It was just beautiful. My heart was pounding out of my chest. Was so like, I'm so glad he had that video, Dandy, because like, I feel like I left my body a little bit, you know, like,
wow.
Cause I was in such, I remember some of the things that got said, of course, but all of a sudden I was like, and I knew it was coming at some point, like soon, because he doesn't really have a poker face. I've learned this about him. He's kind of like, he basically, I mean, we'd looked at rings in January and, you know, and then a few days later, whenever it was, I remember him saying something basically like, so I'm, you know, like he basically told me he had purchased a ring. And then it was, he pretty much told me when he picked up the ring, he just like, seriously was like, well, you know, and so I knew it was coming, but I was still, I'm so glad he had that video because it was so super sweet. But thank you for all the love. I've seen several of you on my social media sharing and sharing the joy and the love. And it's been all the feels in the last week of like, oh, just joy and excitement and my own fears and nerves come up, like all the feelings, right? So I'm just super excited. So thank you for the love, you guys.
And I've had the privilege of getting to know Brett over the past year. Yeah. And I have to tell you, you couldn't ask for a better partner, companion. Like he is such a great guy. He is just, he's kind. He's got a big, generous heart. He's just such a, he's a natural leader. I've seen him lead out on those service trips and oh man, we are
he's a cheering lot
for you too.
Thank you. And we're so excited to move into your new house with you guys together.
I know.
We can't wait to live under the same massive roof with you. So
we were trying to make that a surprise, but now I guess you've publicly announced it 4 or 5 times now.
I can't wait though, but no, because don't you just think like, look, I mean, what is love? How is love better when love is shared, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you for the love and the support. Mm. And Cass is saying, show us your ring. Look at this. It's a pretty beautiful ring. I love it.
Wow.
I just wanted a really simple setting and just a classic feminine look, and it's perfect. It's exactly what I'd wanted. And it's just like, oh, my heart's just so, I'm just happy. Wow. And I'm normalizing too. It's like, it's also when you commit to big things, right? Like you can also feel the nerves come up too. It's like when you're like, oh, I'm going to rank advance, or I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to commit. Is there any time we're in, you know, where we're committing, risking and moving forward, you feel all the feels, but he is such a great man. Andy and I, and Andy's one of Andy's daughters, and Brett and a group of us took a service trip last March. He's actually there this week, Andy. He's there with us.
Is he really?
He's with Stephen and his cousin, Ryan, who went on our trip with us, turned into trip host. They've led 3 or 4 trips since because they fell in love with it too.
Cool.
So he,
that's awesome.
He's just such a, he's such a love, and he's just an incredible guy. And I'm grateful for our friendship and our, you know, our love and journey and all the good stuff. And we've gotten to hang out with Natalie and Andy at several times and spend a lot of time together. So that's also really fun.
So fun.
Yes.
Melanie on Facebook is saying, and did Brett win or what?
Aww, Melanie, I'm hugging you tight. Here's the cool thing, because you know a lot of people, you know, he was a little like intimidated to come into my world a little bit out of the gate. He's like, that girl has so many friends. His concern was like, well, I feel like a priority. She always has so many friends and stuff. And we've talked about, he's like, I so feel like the priority, and all of my friends, my close circle, and that includes of course you guys, they just love him. And they feel like, my close friends were saying this at a little gathering over the weekend. Some of our friends were saying, you know, we don't feel like we're losing you. We feel like we're truly gaining a friend. And the cool thing is both he and I feel like we've really, you know, lucked out. It's a great match in that way where, I mean, he is truly, you guys, a great man. And he feels like he's the luckiest guy on the planet. And isn't that the best when you both feel like, wow, we are so lucky, you know, and we're so grateful for that. And so, yeah. So thank you for sharing in my joy and my excitement. My heart is so happy. Yeah. And yeah, good things are in store.
We're all just holding you in so much joy and celebration. And watch out for this couple, because they are a power couple. Like two plus two equals a million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 + 1 = 11. So when you say that, on my, I have my vision board here, right? And I have an older vision board up in my meditation space in my bedroom. I have this little outlay of space in my bedroom that is just got beautiful intentional things there. And I have this vision board I created forever ago, and I found the phrase power couple on it. Or I found the phrase power couple and cut it out and put it on it. And then I found the word higher, and the word higher is above it. So it says higher power couple. Cause I'm really clear that whoever I'm, you know, partnered up with, like, that we're about God and about goodness and doing good together, right? Being, cause power couple, you know, like, it's like, yeah, like we're a great match, but it's also realizing, like, this is one of the things why I was so drawn to him is, you know, again, like right now he's on a service trip in Mexico at a favorite orphanage we've been to. And he does that complete volunteer work a couple times a year. And he's just got such a great big heart. And so I love that phrase. And so we first met at a park. Sorry, I feel like, hey, this is like TIFF hour for a moment, but it'll just be great. Like TIFF 10 minutes. Our first meetup in 2020, we met at a park, local park here in Utah, to just walk and talk and meet. And we just had an immediate connection. We'd been connecting, you know, on technology for a little bit. And we just walked and talked, became good friends. And that was our very first meeting place. Well, last year, we went back there on that year anniversary and met there and just walked and talked to celebrate. Well, he proposed at Sundance Resort, partly to, you know, get me off the trail, because some things he said, I knew it was like he was proposing on Tuesday. And so he shifted it and proposed on Sunday, which was so sweet and great. Well, we still went to our favorite park on Tuesday on 2/22. And at 2/22, he was on a knee asking me again to marry him. And it was so sweet. But he even said that in his language, because we've talked about it. And he's like, about being a higher power couple, right? And so being in a space where, and he and I have unique different ways we connect to that. So it's not always that you're with your, no one is an exact like you, but we have the same values. And for me, that really mattered where, you know, years ago, I got really clear in dating of like anyone that would be someone I would date seriously, let alone anyone in my inner circle, close of friends, they have all these three things in common. They're kind, they contribute, or generosity, and they're committed to growth, right? So kindness, growth, and contribution really matter to me. And that is, I mean, that's who Andy and Natalie are. That's who the Millers are. That's who my best friends, Tara and Brittany and Henry, and, you know, just this list of this amazing circle of tribe in my life, but they all are that human. Is that the people that are super close to me have those three things in common. And so even though we have different ways that we connect to those values at times, we have the same values of terms of contribution, growth, and kindness. And to me, that matters. And so just some thoughts and things where, you know, the experience of how the path has been forming and is still playing out, you know. But I love that when you said that, it's like, yeah. And I think when anytime someone says power couple, I think higher power couple, right? And like, hey, we're connected to that. And you and Natalie have that clearly, right? That's such a, your partnership is grounded in, hey, we're here to do good together.
Wow. I love that so much. Higher power couple.
Higher power.
That's going to be your domain name.
Yeah.
Hashtag. That's so great.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sir. I love it.
Jay asks if we've taken the Strengths Finders test. We have three of the same strengths in our top five, which is
Oh, wow.
I don't think you need to have that, right? But it just happened to work out that way.
Do you know what the three are?
Is it
ideation, intellection,
and empathy.
Oh, wow.
We have those similar ones in our, I believe it's two or three of those that we have in our same top five.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Kind of unique.
Look out world.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Yeah. That's so good. I'm so grateful. Speaking of kindness, can I tell y'all, I had a recent podcast show go live that I'm just in love with called The Kindness Effect with Jill Donovan. And she is the founder of a really popular jewelry brand called Rustic Cuff. Have you guys heard of Rustic Cuff? I hadn't. And in January, I was at a gathering and this at an event, and this woman had a VIP dinner, and she all gave us a custom rustic cuff necklace. And then a week later, I was in Dallas, and I happened to there. We were waiting for a table, so we were walking around these little shops in this area in Dallas, and there was a store, and walked in there, and there was her book. And then reached out to her and had her on the show recently. You guys, it's so good. So if you're needing a little, because I'm really aware, like, you know, there was part of me last week sharing about this great news where the world is in mass turmoil and everything that's happening in Ukraine. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and it just, some friends of mine were like, no, please share, because we need more joy and hope that's out there too of the good. But, you know, we have all those things on our hearts. I have found an organization that I have asked with a friend and done some research on to vet. That's great. If you want to support that Ukraine, you know, funding or donating, it's called the Sunflower Peace Organization, where they're putting all donations go direct to supplies and support on the ground. So, but this book and her message, it's just so true of like when our hearts are tender, or when fear is up, or when we're discouraged, and even when we're feeling great, like the power of generosity and the power of kindness is something that is so influential to our own well-being and to helping us just like, oh yeah, like finding our own ways. Like, can we decide, you know, sometimes on our shares here, some of you are saying this is your first session. Welcome. Many of you are veterans with us. We've been together for many years. But one of the things we sometimes call ourselves here when we gather is that we're on team light or team love. And maybe if that speaks to you is one of the ways that we're also, you know, prayer, we might send in donations, but can we just all say, you know what, let's focus that each day this next week, we're going to find a way to do some kind of kindness, whether we compliment someone, we're kind with our praise, or we, you know, buy someone's lunch in line or a restaurant, or we put a handwritten note in the mail, or we offer to help our neighbor with some childcare, or, you know, share our meal with them or something like that. But it's just on my mind of like, how do we spread the good, right? How do we help, you know, kind of offset the heaviness is I think we turn the love light on a little brighter, right? That we say, oh gosh, can we pull, you know, put our intention on that? So those are just some thoughts that are up for me, is because I've felt a lot of contrast in the last week, you know, with what's the world and my life and different things. And there's, you know, all the things. And it's like, okay, like, that's one of those eternal principles that I think grounds us and brings us into goodness. So just a thought that I've been thinking about.
Well, I know a lot of people when, you know, the world goes into turmoil, they start asking themselves, you know, like, do I go forward with life? Like, is there a point? Is there purpose? Especially when it comes to families, you know, do I move forward with starting a family if this is the world I'm bringing them into? And I just love your example of, it's worth it. You know, like, life deserves to be lived. And despite the darkness, despite the evil that seems to be so prevalent. It's a gift. So thank you for your example and your light and for always shining.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you for sharing, love. So Andy, anything that's up for you, anything that you're thinking about or living or learning or experiencing that you want to share with us? And then if those of you with us live, if you want to get in the queue to raise your hand, we'd love to support you. Please do so. You can raise your hand and or put it in the chat and or comments. We'd love that. But anything, what are you thinking about? What are you learning or living right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just so, yeah, just all the crazy that's going down kind of just makes you want to hunker down with the people you love and just love on them harder and be a little more present. And we actually have a lot of team member in Russia and in Ukraine. And one of our diamonds in who lives in Russia, their parents live in Ukraine and the next door neighbor's home was bombed yesterday. So it's hitting really close to home. And yeah, just being invited to choose love. There's a song called Show the Way. And it says, there will always be a crazy with an army or a knife to wake us from our daydreams and put the fear back in our lives. But it's love that shows the way. You know, regardless of how the stage looks right now, love will always show us the way forward and out. So it's a great song. I highly recommend everyone go and take a listen. I'll find the link to it here in a second and put that in there. But yeah, I was also messaging Elise Shedeby yesterday. She and Patrick have offered to triple any donations that are made to go towards the relief efforts. And so I think they're doing that up to 100,000. So thank you, Cass, for putting that link in there. They also have a facility in the Czech Republic that they're offering that's going to be a home for refugees. So love everything they're doing and their huge hearts. So yeah, just love on the people around you and love is really the only way through and out of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So any other thoughts before we jump into questions?
No, I'm just aware of like the tenderness and some of the things being shared in the chat box. And I think we, you know, again, we just tune into and we're nourishing of our own hearts, right? And we also have to be mindful of how much news and social media we're consuming too, as I believe in being informed, but there's also a balance of like, we, you know, consume, it's like gallons of it. We want to be sensitive to that also for your own nervous system. And so being conscious of it, you feel the feels matched with then we go, okay, well, also how am I going to show up and offer love and kindness? And there's a pastor I heard once talk about that you want to sow a seed in your time of need, right? Like when Kathy's saying, I've been going through a rough relationship and the anger and the hurt of that, you know? And so is at times sowing a seed in our time of need, it's like when our hearts are tender and so forth, is finding a way to love someone else is so powerful. And sometimes, again, it's a total stranger. Sometimes it's your sister or a close friend or your sweetheart, your kids, right? There's various ways, but we just get intentional about, hey, I really want to put some intentional love out there and ways that I can support. And for me, sometimes what I like to do is just drop into whether, you know, prayer, meditation, and just sit with the question, who can I serve today? Who needs to hear from me today? Is often I believe God answers our prayers through other people. I know my own prayers many times have been answered by someone else, where someone showed up with the right time and they said something I needed to hear or shared a song or a kindness or sat with me or with me, or just even just like, hey girl, thinking of you, you know, kind of thing, is that, you know, tuning into that and who's in your own direct like field, so to speak, that you're connected to, is you just never know. And so I think when we choose in that way and we're just more intentional humans, and I think it matters to be reminded there is still so much goodness on the planet. And there, I believe there's so much more good than there is evil. It's just that the evil, of course, makes more of our headlines. you know, and those types of things. So it's seeing and looking with that and choosing into that for ourselves, I think makes, you know, a really important difference. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think there was a question here if we want to lead out with today is Jess is talking about, I would love to hear some examples of speaking compliantly about the oils. Our team recently had to remove some content from not being compliant and some of my leaders are discouraged. So Andy, if you want to lead out with that too.
Sure. Yeah. So there are lots of ways to skin this cat. The one that Natalie and I like to take the approach is we believe that there is an emotional root to every physical issue. So it doesn't matter what the ailment is, there at the core, it all comes back to an emotional issue that wants to be addressed. This is the emotion's way of raising its hand saying, hey, look at me, you know, like, give me some love. And so anytime people bring up any, like they we're in a class, we're on a Zoom, they go to the physical issue, we go straight to the emotions book. And we say, well, let's look at the emotional root of that issue. And then you're addressing the emotion, not, you know, we can heal cancer, right? It's like, no, we're going to look at what's the emotion behind cancer. The emotion is, you know, whatever. I don't have it memorized, but that's the basic idea. So that's one approach. Another one is, and this is one Laura Jacobs teaches so masterfully. She says, let's look at body systems, okay? So let's look at, okay, cancer, let's say that's their question. How do I cure cancer? You say, well, let's look at what's the body system that we want to support. The body system is cellular health. So how can I support healthy cellular structure and function? And so we're going to go to, well, DDR Prime is designed just for that. There's the capsule, there's the oil, yada, yada. So really, instead of, you know, we don't need to make claims. We don't need to be out there putting ourselves at high risk, especially right now, guys, with COVID. We are on the FDA is on high alert, looking for anyone making anything even close to a claim. And we just saw an example of that a few weeks ago. So like, there's no need. Just talk about, hey, this is how I support my cellular health. Boom, DDR Prime. This is how I support my immune system, On Guard, da, 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 da. Like it's all about, it's not about moving from healthy to sick. It's about supporting healthy systems. So that's, those are my two favorite ways of keeping it super safe, just squeaky clean. Never have to worry about what's getting said or posted and shared. Mm-hmm.
I think we want to avoid you want to probably avoid the words healing or cure, right? Mm-hmm. Like this cures or this heals. But what about if we use the word support? Like these products can support healthy immunity. Mm-hmm. Can we use the word support? Because it's, totally. Yeah. So I think, Jess, I would use that as support. I'd use support anytime we want to use the words heal, cure, but you know, this supports healthy immune function, or this supports healthier, more restful sleep, right? Or this supports digestive, you know, digestion, or this supports calming, you know, emotions, things like that, you know, when you're working through that. And if you guys don't have the Essential Emotions book, you so very much want that in your life. It is so powerful. Again, Andy, the website is essentialemotions.com, correct?
Yep, that's okay. It.
And I just think that's something that goes, oh, okay. And I think, again, just write down big bold letters in your notes today. Support is how often you can use the word. It supports this, you know, supports this outcome, doesn't treat, heal, cure. We want to probably avoid those three words, but it can support these types of outcomes and where it's creating that awareness around the power of that. So thank you for asking that. That's a good thing to revisit. Just because you would really want to, you know, not be on that radar, because even if someone's like, yeah, but I did have this experience, I get that. And you can probably, you know, you can share your personal experience perhaps with someone in person or something like that, but just being mindful of, and even that is you want to be mindful of the language, like this is guaranteed to heal you. I'd be sensitive to say guarantee to heal anything, but you can definitely talk about how it supports you for sure.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. I did love, there was a question here Leslie put, and I'd love everyone to weigh in on this. On if you're on Facebook, put it in the comments. If you're here on Zoom, put it in the chat box. She says, what is your go-to oil to diffuse when there is a feeling of heaviness over the world or over your own heart or home, right? So what's your go-to to help lift you? What's some of your favorite diffusing blends? I know for me, I love to diffuse Adaptive or Balance when I'm feeling like those are both really grounding and calming. But I often turn to citrus oils, right? And I love geranium, which is heart healing. Geranium is so about the heart, the geranium oil. A little goes a long way with geranium. It's potent, right? But I love the, like Jennifer saying, wild orange and Adaptive. I love that. But some kind of wild orange, citrus bliss, bergamot, lime, lemon. But citrus is often in my home anyway, just because it's a higher vibration. It's just sometimes tuning in if I'm wanting more calming, right? Like I often will put Adaptive in my diffuser at night to sleep. And I'm similar. Someone mentioned frankincense. I really, really love frankincense, even though I probably only do a drop of it or so. But I often will put frankincense on my third eye, right? Your third eye or on the right on the back of my neck, bottoms of my feet or on my lower back. I mean, you can put it, of course, anywhere. But especially when you're wanting to feel more supported, but it's the oil of light. And I just feel like Frank is such a protector to me. I feel like Frank is holding a sword, right? Like that's for me how it comes up. But sometimes I don't, it's not about the scent of frankincense, but so I might add a drop or two to a blend where it's being woven into it. So I think that for me, that's a biggie. I've seen great love ones it. Show up in the chat box. That's a great question is, let's use some of our tools, right? That helps us come into that. Melissa is also, as you're saying and pointing out, a great oil, great support.
I'm seeing a lot of the great shares are just being shared to hosts and panelists. If you guys wouldn't mind resharing with everyone, we'd love for everyone to see what's supporting you.
Yeah.
Because those are great shares.
Yeah, just make sure if you shared it to hosts and panelists, just copy and repaste it to everyone.
So just a couple of oils that I was looking at in the emotions book. Like you said, geranium, that one's for love and trust. So a lot of times when we're feeling unsettled, it comes back to, you know, trust. Do I trust that I'm perfectly supported? Do I trust the process? And then another one, cilantro is about releasing control. And I think that's what's up for a lot of us is I feel out of control. I feel like I can't, there's so much that's out of my control in this situation. And I shared a link that's just a webpage that's like 15 or 20 things you can do right now for Ukraine. And it's a really great resource. Everything from signing petitions to, supporting good causes. So that's really good. Align and Anchor are really good blends for just centering and grounding. Like you said, those citrus oils are just so good. Peppermint is for the buoyant heart.
What about spikenard? Kathy brought that one up, I believe. Spikenard, the oil of gratitude.
Yes, gratitude. Good job.
Yeah. So she just said, I need to see what spikenard is and why I'm drawn to it lately.
Yeah. You know, Tiffany is a big fan of gratitude. I'm going to start the ingratitude series next year and we're going to compete and see how that goes.
Yeah. Right. But spikenard's even mentioned in the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
As an oil. So that was used. Yep. And so I love that it's the oil of gratitude, right?
Yeah.
The oil of ingratitude. Yeah, I'm not creating that. But we could create an oil that smells like Cadbury mini eggs.
There you go.
Or peanut butter and chocolate together. I'm just saying, that would be awesome.
Just saying.
Yeah. 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 I love it.
So much.
Good. Are there other questions that are up for y'all today? We'd love to support you. So please utilize us, right?
Yeah, and raise your hand.
You're working on, or that your team is up against or working through. We'd love to support you.
Raise your hand if you want to come on live. We'd love to take questions in person. While you're raising your hand, lots of great ideas on Facebook too. So Haley says Purify Forgiven Wild Orange. Jennifer says Elevation. Get it while you can. Melanie says Fur is for letting go. Peppermints for moving through. And then Citrus Joy. Lee says Rosemary and Citrus. Yep, lots of great thoughts there. All right, Kathy says she's working on marketing, best ways to market yourself. Tiff, you wanna lead out on that?
Yeah, do you wanna come on live, honey? And let's talk through it and just kind of help me understand, because marketing is such a big umbrella, what you're needing the most help with that, best ways to market yourself. Yeah, if she wants to, looks like she's saying sure, so if we want to promote her, if you will share too with us where you're joining us from, that'd be great.
Hey, yeah, I was just sitting outside on my porch enjoying the sunshine, so I'm going to boot my dog outside and sit back out there. So I am in Utah. I'm in Syracuse, Utah now. So that's where I currently am. I am working on, in a sense, I do doTERRA and I've been doing it, but I've kind of like hit a wall and trying to work through that. But I also recently last year got certified in EFT, and that just speaks so much fire to my soul. And so I really want, and I've created a few things, but I want to do tapping with oils. And one thing, because I want income, who doesn't want income? I'm trying not to speak scarcity language here, be like, I really need income, but I want to welcome the abundance of income into my life. And one way I know I can do that is through one-on-one coaching with what I do. And so I have an offer and I want to market it, and everybody's like, get it on Facebook ads, use social media, do all these things. And I just want to be really effective with what I put out there instead of just throwing random stuff out there saying tapping with me, coaching with me, and all these things. And so I just am trying to get like a really good way of just promoting yourself, whether it's video or a post or ads or word of mouth, but just a way to really start getting like that passion of what you do and making it available to others and known to others outside of just putting on my personal page, I offer this type of thing.
Well, I do think, so your most likely opportunity of people buying from you and working with you are people that do know you, right? So your that circle of people, whether they know you well or lightly, is that people do business with those they know, like, and trust. So we're growing and building relationship. So, but I do think like any business, whatever the business is, if there's ways that people, you know, in your sales funnel, do you have a freebie? Do you have a video? Do you have some videos up on YouTube where people can sample what you're doing, or you're sharing some of that to social media or your email list, right? As well as, so when I think of growth, when we want growth in a business, Andy, do I have share screen capacity? I think.
Yep.
Let me just find one thing really quick. I'm going to show this to you guys, and it'll take just a second.
Yeah. While you're doing that, your opinion on email. I mean, I obviously get emails from you, so you have obvious email funnels, but I get like half and half from people. Like, I never read emails, and some are like, oh, I kind of see them, but then I feel like everybody that's super successful is like, emails are so crucial. So what is your like take on having email, like email funnels and email things, automated emails?
Yeah, one sec. I'm a big fan of email marketing based on, it depends your business that you're a part of, but I do think it's valuable. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull this up so all of you can see this. Let me minimize that in the background. Oh, I'm not sure what that is. But can you see this image? It's a triangle.
Yep.
Yep.
I want all of you, if you want to snapshot this, awesome. If you want to write this down, but next to the word connection, I want you to write equals growth. And under growth, you could write sales, income, influence. But the goal is connection. And these two main pieces at the bottom of the triangle, if you want to draw an arrow from each side leading up to connection, but what you're after is connection. Whenever anytime someone's, how do I market myself? You want to increase your connection. And content can help you do that. Like we're sharing, you know, you might have email marketing, YouTube channel, a podcast, social media. For some of you though, you're going to say, you know what, Tiff, I really don't want to like build on social. Do I have to build on social to be successful? You sure don't. But what you need then is maybe to double down on contacting, right? That reaching out, the one-to-one or the one to a few, where you might be, again, you know, a phone call, an email, a card. You might go to a networking group and join networking groups or meetup groups in ways that you right. are expanding your contacts to grow your connection. But that's what you're all ultimately after, is that you're saying, okay, I'm looking to create that. And so Facebook ads, do I run them at times? I sure do. Rarely, right? That's like the bottom of for my marketing. But I market to those who follow my page or those friends where I want that in their feed more often, right? Where we're seeing
right,
that.
Right.
So I would spend more time with personal reach outs.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people love social media and they'll share content there, but understanding that you're sharing the content to create a connection.
Right.
So if someone's commenting on a post or they slide into your DMs, but I want you guys to proactively be nourishing your own relationship. So think about a simple sample, if it's again, a video, if it's a class, you know, that you're hosting this month on a webinar or in person with the oils and tapping, and you model that out for them and you give them a good sample. And then, hey, for those of you that would like a personalized support session, right? Your own, you know, click here to book a session. Right. And that you book into where someone then books into that because they're sampling or seeing that.
Right. I like that personalized support session.
Yeah. So well, much I'm just better than that language of support versus calling it a healing session.
Right. Right.
What we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that definitely all makes sense. Get over here. I try to utilize social media. And I think I've got to just get out of my own funk of stepping back into this community and this place that I live now. I feel like we all just got so used to being like isolated, right? And I miss people and I've done a few things, but yeah, there's probably a lot more connecting things. I got a part of Connect Utah and I guess they meet monthly or weekly. So I need to just throw myself into one of those as well.
Yeah. And maybe hosting your own gathering, you know, and you make it more like, hey, like I had last week, some girlfriends to my home of just like a cozy, called it, you know, cozy night in.
Yeah.
And just fed them and supported them, had little gifts. And so we talked a lot about self-care. And so I think that, you know, maybe gathering even a small group and you could share or even, you know, that type of thing. You can do it online or in person where right. it's just like, hey, I just want to love on y'all and support you with something. Stress has been up for all of us. Come enjoy a little self-care night. And then part of that is you model the tapping for them and the oils. And those mm-hmm. of you that want to get started with the oils, or if you need oils, I'd love to help support you with that, where it's just like a love on them, kind of a spoiled right. event, right? Like we just right. nourish them, but then we're also modeling the gift and the product. So then for those that okay. are like, hey, I'd like to, you know, go further or book a session with you or order the kit or the oils. It's right. just when people, again, when they, you know, sample us/have an experience with us, we know how much more likely that that leads to a sale.
Right, right. Okay, perfect. Getting those juices flowing. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. Yes. See, again, what I love about her share is for all of you thinking about, hey, I really want to grow my business. I want more contacts. It's like, okay, you're after connection because that's what creates the sale. And how do we connect with more people? There's the power of the personal touch, the one-on-one reach out. There is power in sharing good content, but the content, the being aware is we're not just putting out content to get liked. When we're using social for business growth, it's not just, ooh, I get to feel liked. One reminder I love, maybe someone here needs to hear this, so I'm going to share this quick thought is, I love to remind myself that we don't go to social media to get our self-esteem needs met. Right? Like, that's my
life for the back.
do you like me? Am I valuable? Am I worthy? Like, your self-esteem does not live on the internet.
Right.
Okay. But we go there to add value, to create connection, and that sharing of content to create connection is what we're after. And I would be, if I'm you, I'd be sliding in a whole lot of people's DMs, right? You're following some individuals or creating connection. We're not just showing up and waiting, is we're nourishing, you can be nourishing connections there too, as part of your marketing. It's just really being clear of, wait, if I'm on social, the intentions behind it to help you grow.
Yeah. Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. You're so welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Good to see you, friend.
You too. You too. I'll miss you at leadership. I didn't get my enrollments.
Oh, dang it.
Next year, I'll get my craft together.
Next year.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Sending you a big hug, love.
Thank you.
Take care, Kathy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We have a question in the Q&A. So Heidi is asking, what are good oils for endocrine system? So I came to the Essential Life app and just looked up endocrine, and you scroll down and it's got a whole section, 19 different solutions, 59 ailments and symptoms, and then 14 remedies. So, you know, endocrine is a pretty broad category. I would jump in there to look for really specific solutions to support the endocrine system. You know, the first two that come to mind are obviously the Zendocrine capsule and the Zendocrine oil. But yeah, that would just be my tip, is go do a deep dive. The thing I love about the Essential Life book is it gives you an overview of what the endocrine system does. And so I can better understand what this body system supports me with, then I can do a deep dive into specifics. You know, it's not like this quick band-aid approach. It's like, no, let's get a holistic view of the whole body system. And now I can address specific things. So those are my tips.
Karen says, what system is the ear? Dizziness or nausea, which can be various things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Dr. a rocket Goddard. Scientist. I'm just going to do a search in the.
That's why I love these apps. It's like, hey, Dr. Goddard, do you know this?
Yeah. So there's.
Yeah, but I love that app, y'all. That's so good. And the book.
So good. Okay. So I search up dizziness, and there's a section in cardiovascular. There's a section in athletes, in nervous system, in blood sugar, in brain, in first aid. So I would just, you know, I would take a look at each of those and then see which one resonates with what else is coming up. I think you can't look at just one symptom too. You need to look at, you know, so you've got ear in there too. So again, I would just do a search for whatever ear issues are coming up and go from there. Emily says, I'd also recommend deep diving into what endocrine disruptors are, then start eliminating.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times endocrine is, you know, hormone related. So how can I better balance hormones?
Yes.
Good stuff. And there's whole books on oils and hormones. I can't remember specific titles, but just Google that and there's some great stuff out there. All right. Well, I don't see any other questions on, Haley points out that in the latest emotion books, there's a body guide section. And so, you know, if we've got an ear issue, go to the ear section of the body system and then look at, what's the emotional root here? what is it that I'm not hearing in my life? What am I not open to listening to? So good stuff. Cass says Teflon. Oh, okay. Sorry. I read that wrong.
Yes.
I said Teflon pants.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've not heard of Teflon pants.
Cass is asking if your emotions course is still available.
Yes, it is. If you go to, I think we have it on Essential Life. EssentialEmotions.com. Let me just look and see if the link is easy to find or not. This is always my favorite part. The stuff's out there, but
can you're like, found. Let me just, it's an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
We're back to it. Trying to find it.
I will find that link and we'll post it on the Share Success wall today so that you can find it. But yeah, we had a live event before convention, this last convention, and just did a deep dive in the new products. We talked about the history of the book, you know, how it was written. We had one of the authors there, Amanda Porter. Tiff was there. It was really fun. Really had a great turnout. And so that recording is still available. So we'll find it and post it on Share Success today.
Awesome.
Julie says it was great. Glad you were there.
Yeah. Well, loves, welcome to a new month. Welcome to March. And it has such a vibe. I love March. It's such the energy of spring and new beginnings and, you know, the energy of just growth, green, money, progress, you know, all the good things. So all the things that we are working on and working through and creating. But welcome to a new month. And I just invite you. I love one thing Ange Peters talks about at times where she says, she has a day once a month. She has a CEO day where she takes herself to maybe some self-care and then gets a meal and does some of her own planning. And I did that yesterday. I went and got a massage, took myself to dinner for one with my planner, went by Trader Joe's and got some good yummy snacks, of course, because we love snacks, right? And just had some good time planning and creating together. So with myself, just some downtime to do that. And invite you as we head into a new month to get intentional about what you're creating, what you're working on. Andy, can I read you the funniest meme that Ashley Miller sent me?
Please.
It has to do with snacks. She says she sent me this snapshot of someone's meme or like a, you know, their share. And it says, it doesn't matter how old you get, buying snacks for a road trip should always look like an unsupervised 9-year-old was given $100. And I thought, I've never felt more understood, right? Because if we're road tripping, and for me, a road trip can even be like an hour. I mean, if you're going to be in the car longer than about 45 minutes, you're going to need snacks. I love snacks. Some of my friends call me snacks.
Tiff cracks me up because she can be like, you know, we're all going out to eat. And she'd be like, well, should we bring some snacks? Like on the way to a restaurant, she'd be like, well, yeah, but I've got snacks.
Brett has now snacks tucked in his truck because for me, that sometimes it's literally a little bit of a blood sugar thing, but we'll be on our way like to dinner and I'll be like, I need a snack. And he's like, love, we're going to dinner right now. And I'm like, I know, but by the time we get there, order and actually get food, we're ways off. I need a snack right now. So I have snacks always on me in the car, in my house. You know what? I think I'm going to own that as a talent. Like some people really got a gift, like they can sing like a songbird, like opera, or some people have the gift of prophecy, or some people have like the gift of like, oh my gosh, of searing and I can see things, you know, and some people are like really talented in the kitchen and they can make big things. Well, I am gifted at snack I'm a snack curator, shall we say, where I know how to find good snacks, pick out good snacks, and I got snacks on me regularly. So I'm just saying, guys, you got to own what you're good at. I can make a mean s'more. I'm great at s'mores and snacks. Just saying, the guys.
Snack, snore, s'more.
Queen. Snack and s'more.
I don't know how to combine that, but yeah. There's something there. You've got a gift, and the world is waiting.
Yes. Well, my friends, it's been a great session. So good. Lots of love. Yes, TJ's and I should partner up. We should do a partnership. Trader Joe's, right? Like, love them. So anyway, friends, have a great rest of your day, great week, and we'll look forward to connecting with you next Wednesday.